Today's learning Shemuel Nishlos Chamlutz Rishai Moshe and Neil Rivka Bas Moshe Israel. Lil Nishlos Rishai Ber Moshe. This is for Shalai Machai Moshe Sheba Malka, Rim Bracha Basar Malka, and Matchitza Bas Ben Fagaldina. He's just for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So, continuing on over here in this very important topic of making a bracha and a makam that a nace happened. So, we are holding Simon Reishiyot Ches. We are up to Sif Ches. Haraya Ishtei Shalait. If someone sees the wife of light, now obviously you can't see the wife of light. We all know what you can see. You can see the pillar of salt. I personally have never been there, but I know it's one of the tourist attractions in Israel. Sort of off the beaten path a little bit, so I've never actually have gone. But Haraya Ishtei Shalait, now that we learned the Salacha, now there's an incentive to go because you can make two brachas when you go there. Mevarech Shtayim, you make two brachas. Aleha Aimer, for seeing her, you see Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekenim Melech Olam, Dayan Emes. Even so, she was a Rasha. It's Dayan Emes, Hashem is the Dayan Emes. Ba'aloit Aimer, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekenim Melech Olam, Zoychat Tzadikim. Now, when light was obviously not a tzaddik, so we'll see, Mishabur will explain to us, we are making the bracha is that Hashem was matzel light, even though there was a shas adin, right? We see what happened to Light's wife, so obviously there was a shas adin, but it was Hashem saved light because of Avraham Avinu. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ishto shalait, kashin etziv melech, a pillar of salt. Mevarech shtayim, you make two brachas. Va'afal pish ein roya kivrei shalait, even though when you're there by the pillar of salt of Light's wife, you're not seeing the cave of Light. Light's not buried anywhere near there. However, when you see the pillar of Light's wife, Nisker Gami Nes Bailo, you remember the nace of the husband. The cause of what happened because of Light, which is what? Zaychat Zikim Shezacha Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem remembered who as Avram, Kedixiv, by Yisker Likim as Avram. Hashem remembered Avram, his friend, his tzaddik, the Yeshalach Light, Mitech HaFecha. Why did Hashem save Light? Because of him remembering Light. Yumashul Chayrda Kivir Shalight Enim Varach Klal. When you see the caver of Light, you don't make the bracha. When you're looking at Light's caver, is not what you remember that Hashem was Zoycha the Tzadikim, Rakash Araya, Ishtay Shanais and the Tzim Melech. When you see what happened to his wife, it was a time of din, so Sodom was being turned over. Light's wife doesn't listen, she turns around, and boom, she turns into a pillar of salt. Even during that Shas Adin, Hashem remembers Avram, behitzel bavur light, Hashem saves light, v'shayich levarach hazeh, and therefore, it's a time to make the bracha. Now, interesting, it brings down over here that l'chayra, why do we say zoycha tzadikim? He was zoycha es hatzadik, he remembered light. Why do we say zoycha tzadikim? So he says, he brings down from the Sefer Arches Chaim, who was for the Spinka, the brachas b'lashon rabim, right? Because kaven shabrachu al avram sharabim oichlem b'schusay b'tfilasay. We still have the schus avram. All of us have the schus of avram, and that's why the bracha is made in a lashon rabim. Very beautiful. Says the mechaber siftes yesh oim she'enem mevarch al neis ela b'neishu yotzim minigolim. So this is where it becomes very negaya. That those who say that that when you make a bracha for a nace, a person had a nace happen to him, you only make if the nace was out of the normal teva. It was a nace, but it just happened through the normal teva. But you recognize it as a nace, but it's a nace apiderech teva. Can go in sheboga, novim belayla. The guy's broken to your house at night. Chas v'shalom, people who were there to kill the person. Ibala de sakana benitzon, you got saved. Again, we're talking about this bracha. We'll see in the next sim. We're talking about birch sagayim. Well, there, it's more lenient or so more broad where you make the bracha. But Over here, you were in a sakana, right? And you got saved, but you got saved. You screamed, and because of that, people came and they saved the. Then you don't make a bracha. But yes, look, and there are those who argue and they say, no, if it was a nace, even if the nace was al piderech hateva, but you recognize it as a nace, then you do make a bracha. So if somebody has such a situation, the Chaver tells us that you should make the bracha, but without the Shem HaMalchus. So let's see the Mishabur on this. She yaitza minika oilam, kigoin, of the niska b'shas, like the story that's brought down in Shas, guy's traveling in the desert, he was dying of thirst, all of a sudden, a well spring, pops up in the middle of the desert. That's totally shaloy api derech hateva. For such a bracha, you make a. For such a nace, you make a sha'asa nisim or sha'asa li nisim. The nitzel gam came b'derech haminik oilam. Dehenu, that what's the story? That these robbers broke into his house. He was scared that they were going to kill him. Dehenu shenitzik lazar, and he screamed out, "Oh, all of a sudden, out of the unexpectedly, somebody happens to walk into the house at that time, and because of that, these robbers run away. So you recognize as a nace. This guy was not supposed to be here. It was like a totally crazy story that the guy was there, and because of that, the robbers run away. Still, it's a nace. I'll be derech. Therefore, the first shita holds, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. You come there another time. As we'll see in the next siman, certainly a birchas hagoimel you would make even if the nes is apiderech hateva. The birchas hagoimel like kaptin and kulei sheyehei nes gomer. We don't need that; it should be a complete nes. We'll see in siman reishit test, but they are rishayna. The schema like har bachrayna. Most of the chrayim agree that, like I mentioned, that we're much more, so to speak, lenient on what's considered a reason to make a birchas hagoimel. However, when it comes to this bracha, it would only be according to this first sheet there was a nace that happened. The yesh chaylik, similar to the case that spring water opened up in the middle of the desert. The yesh chaylik, that those who argued that skipped a line. Even if the bracha, if it was not midera chateva, alpha became shahoya b'sakana. First one is a sakana. In line is namalei atzal. If this person wouldn't have walked into his house, he probably would have ended up dead. Nais mikri, it's considered a nais. Chayiv lahoydis l'shabeich l'boyrei. He has to thank the Rabbi Nisham shahechem hisla atzal. Beregazai. He, yes, it was a midera chateva, but Hashem ordained that this person should come there and make this nais for him. These guys were ready to shoot up the room, and he would have died. But who needs some misa? Because of that, this guy got saved. When you come to that place, you have to make the bracha. Okay, so that's the machloikis. This was brought up earlier in one of the shiurim about the story that happened recently. It was my brother-in-law's family. That the tree fell down right next to them. Okay? Enough will have a samach l'roishay. Oy niska barsel samach l'einay. The piece of metal comes right next to his eyes. The nice l'einay. Well, enough will have an l'roishay. The rock didn't fall on his head. Oy niska barsel b'ayin mamish. And the metal hit him a quarter of a centimeter over from where chas v'sholom could have been a sakonis nefashis. L'dei rishayna. Ein mevarchem. First, you don't make a bracha. L'dei ashniya. Efshe shemevarchem. Maybe you do. According to the second shita, since you were mamish very, very close to a sakana, you should make a bracha. Again, we are not talking about the birchas hagoimel. We're talking about over here the bracha of sha'asali nisim v'ayim b'yalacha. Kasra chayinim. Now, here, very, very important. So we have this whole shayla, make a bracha, not make a bracha, but here is universally agreed. Misha naisle nes, if a nes made, whether it was a nes, alpiderech ateva or not, yeshle lahafrich, the tzedakah could be a sagas yada. You should part of your yadav for the Rabbi Nisham, you should be mafrich, tzedakah, based on what you can afford. V'yichalik l'loim the Torah, and you should give it out to those who learn Torah. The Yoiman, you should say, Hareini Nosan Zela Tzedakah, I'm giving this to Tzedakah. The Ratzin Shay Nechshab Mkoim Toydish, Shay Yisi Chai Bez Man HaMikdash. What would have happened if this Nase would have happened to you at the time that the Beis HaMikdash was standing? You would have had to bring a carbon Toydah. Today, we can't bring a carbon Toydah. So, how do you bring a carbon Toydah? You give Tzedakah to the Loy Mikdash. You should read the Pashas Taida. We know in the Shalom of Parm Sefaseinu. How do we bring Kabarnas today? Is by reading that Pashas in the Torah. The Toy V'royloi L'sakan Eze Tzorcha Rabban Meir. You should donate something to fix something that's Tzorcha Rabban. U'b'chol Shana B'yoy Mazeh. And every single day, on every single year on that, on the anniversary of that Nes, Yisboided L'hoided. So you should repeat it. Part of bringing the carbon tithe was when you bought up the carbon, you were telling people what happened. So too, this is the concept, the idea of where we have a Suda Saida. And it's a very, very important. There's a number of different reasons why Suda Saida is important. But part of it is, part of your Shvach is you're supposed to be telling people. So when does Mana Beis HaMikdash, I bought a tithe. When you're bringing up the carbon, people saw you bringing the carbon. You told people, you know why I'm bringing up this carbon tithe? I'm bringing up this carbon tithe because Hashem saved me. Hashem created this Nes for me. And I got saved, and I'm so appreciative to Rabbi Nishalom. Therefore, Bizman is there. We don't have that thing, so we should give tzedakah to the Lomdei Torah and tell them why we're giving the tzedakah. We should read the Pashas Torah in the Shalom Paras of Haseinu, and every year on the anniversary, we should do something that make a suda, let people know that it's happening. I saw also beautiful, if I remember correctly, it's from Rav Pam, but I don't remember who he brings it down from. He says, when somebody makes a suda saida, when he's going through the sakana, or whether it's chas v'shalom, a sakana of a machla, or whatever it is, a person's going through a sakana, you should have in mind that when I'm out of this sakana, I'm going to bring a suda saida to thank the Rabbi Nishalom. Why? Besides the fact that we're supposed to be mefarsim our haida to Rabbi Nishalom, give thanks to Rabbi Nishalom, when somebody, Rachman al-Tzalam, we should never know, is going through a machla or a situation that's a major sakana. When you're mekabel that you're going to bring the suit, you know what you're saying to Rabbi Nishalom? Saying, Rabbi Nishalom, I know I'm supposed to go to doctors. That's derech hateva, right? Rabbi Nishalom, you told us that somebody is sick, should go to a doctor, take the medicine that's going to cure him. But Rabbi Nishalom, I'm accepting myself to bring a suit as well because I am recognizing that the doctor's not curing me. You know what's curing me? You, the Rabbi Nishalom. And therefore, I'm not going to throw a party for the doctor when I'm cured. I'm going to throw a party to say thank you to you, the Rabbi Nishalom. So he says, and that's chus that you're recognizing that it's not the doctor who's curing you. It's not the medicine that's curing you. It's the Rabbi Nishalom that's curing you. That's going to give you a chus that you should take that cure. So don't wait until you're cured to be mekabel to give the Suda Sadar. While you're going through the sakana, you should be mekabel upon yourself that you're going to thank the Rabbi Nishalom. Just before we close out this siman, two important things that are negay. We mentioned this before. So he brings down over here, Legabi Nitzulei Machnais HaShmada B'Shnois HaShoya, those who got saved from the concentration camps. Now, we have the Shaila. We just bought down a Machlaikas. That's why I waited to the end. We bought down a Machlaikas of a Neis Api Derech HaTeva. Do you make a bracha or not? Right? Now, if that's the case, maybe the fact that somebody was in the concentration camp and along came the Russians or the Americans and finally freed the camps, maybe you got saved just by Derech HaTeva. The person managed to survive till the end of the war, and now the Americans came and freed you. So therefore, you got saved. So maybe you shouldn't make the bracha with the Shema Malchus, right? Tzelachachma is the one who wrote a lot of the tshuvas v'negeya to the people who came out of the concentration camps. He says, when you see that camp, you should make the bracha. And the same halacha would apply to the children, the grandchildren, based on what we said before, especially if they were born after the nes happened, right? After the saving happened. So he says over there, it's not a shayla. You make b'shem ha-malchus. Kivin she-nitzlu sh'loi k'derech ha-teva. He says that's being saved from the concentration camp, which sh'loi k'derech ha-teva. She'afa matzolo ha-yisa machmas she-germanyin holchi m'shon mi-yiris ha-medina sh'lochem. Even if they ran away because they were scared from the Russians who were coming, the Americans who were coming, mikom mokom hoyul matarosam hoyul laharig ha-yehudim. Their whole nature, their whole thing, their whole purpose of these camps were to kill the Jews. Don't convince yourself that they were there just to put them into labor camps. He says this is considered a complete mess, right? Interesting. Is kol shetach hamachna, that if you're one of the grandchildren, you should try to find a vantage point that you see the whole camp. Why? Could they lift them? Us call them and these nice, because you don't know where in that machna did your grandfather or great grandfather get saved. Remember, we said then seeing the Yamsuf is not enough. You have to see the place that he went through. Seeing the makom, the area of the nes, you have to see the place that the nes actually happened. So when you go out to the concentration camp, you don't know exactly where the nes happened to your grandfather, your great grandfather, and therefore you should try to find a vantage point that you sort of can see the whole camp. And since you can see the whole camp, you know that that was a makom that the nest happened. So that's one very important thing. We see that Tzeil Chachmas clearly says that you can make a bracha, you should make a bracha with the Shema Malchus over there. A second thing, Utunas Duracha, what about car accidents, Lo Yaleinu? So if a person was a car accident, what about car accident? Does he make, so Birchas HaGoyimel, it's a separate child, you have to ask, but depending on the situation. But do you make Sha'asa Nisim? Person was in a major car accident. Do you make Sha'asa Nisim or not? Some people die in car accidents. So he says as follows. He says, that if some of the people in that car, Lo Yaleinu, did get killed, that's a going, that those that if a person was in a car accident, that Nebuch people did get killed in the car accident, then the other people in the car, when they see that makom, should make a bracha she'asa nisim. If nobody got killed, then again, like I said, the Birchas HaGoyim will be a separate discussion, but the negeh to she'asa nisim, he does not seem to say that you should make the she'asa nisim with a Shema Malchus if nobody got killed in that car accident. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Yetzir Shem, we will hopefully continue on Monday. For those listening to the recording next week, I'm traveling. So, Yetzir Shem, so the timing may be off, but we will try to give as much notice as we can before we start the share, but we'll record it as well. Shkoyach, have a good Shabbos.